So my first real job doing community work was as a teen father counselor in Sacramento at the YWCA. And then I just branched off from there doing other types of prevention programs. But it was the grant that I wrote for Vallejo that really meant a lot to me, because I got to design it from the ground up as I wrote it. And it wasn't just doing teen pregnancy prevention, but also with an emphasis on supporting teen fathers and teen parents. It was basically connecting them with resources to help them get through their teen pregnancies, also working with other groups to establish, I forget the name of the program, that the schools at the high school, at Vallejo High School, we established a program where teen parents can go to school and bring their children, and then the children are being taken care of while the parents are in class by students taking early childhood education classes. Because what was happening with a lot of teen parents, they drop out of school and do independent study and either never graduate or graduate not really having any skills. So we wanted them to come back into schools and graduate with the rest of their classes. So that's what we did. They started that program. Now it's at both high schools, right? Vallejo and Hogan High School. We also had support groups by different ethnic groups. So we had one at our Filipino nonprofit, and we had another program at the African American one, another one at a Latino program, because we felt that the teen parents were more likely to go to their own ethnic group for support and resources.
And what time was that? That was 1994?
No, that was 1996.
62.
And it's still going on today. So I ran the program for about a year and a half before another nonprofit agency offered me a position with that agency. Mm-hmm. But the program's still going strong, and I still see the staff. You know, the staff has changed over the years, but you know, everyone knows I was the one who started the program.